This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This hour by MyPillow. Yes, not just MyPillow, but also the company MyPillow, a Minnesota-made, all USA materials in this baby. And, you know, more than anything, it just gets me a better night's sleep, which is why I talk about it, because I want you to get a better night's sleep. You know why? You get a better night's sleep, the healthier you are, the longer you're a listener. That's how it works here on What's On Your Mind. We want you around for the long haul, so here's a telephone number I'm going to give you, 800-506-9028. That's a list number just for our listeners that you can call and get the special two-for-one deal on the original classic pillow. Or you can go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code SCOTT and get yourself that official pillow of the National Sleep Foundation with a 10-year warranty. You can even try it for 60 nights. There's a complete money-back guarantee. If you say night 59 is not doing it for me, send it back. No obligation, but you'll have it for, a 10-year warranty means you're getting a great sleep for pennies a night. So it is a great will. And remember, the most important thing to your health is your sleep. And the most important thing to your sleep is MyPillow. MyPillow.com, promo code SCOTT. We are at Big Iron today, broadcasting live, courtesy of our friends at Gates Manufacturing. Andy Gates is here. We're going to chat with him in a moment. We're also going to talk with Carl Peterson from Peterson Farm Seeds. Things are going for Carl and company as well. And more of your calls, questions, and comments on Iran and on the livability study of the best North Dakota cities, and anything else on your mind today. So, fun hour straight ahead on the program. The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. We thank you for that. You can join us by calling the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline at 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550. And when you call, you have two options. One, press one, leave a message, or two, chat with us live on the air. We'd love to chat with you. And we thank our sponsors for bringing you our special broadcast today, tomorrow, and Thursday at Big Iron. That includes Gates Manufacturing, Built to Perform, Built to Last, Peterson Farm Seeds, Stand Tall, Superior Grain Bins, protecting your profitability with the industry's most reliable grain bin. North Dakota One Call. In North Dakota, safety is always a priority for all of us. And RDO Equipment, the RDO promise is uptime guaranteed. Andy Gates is here from Gates Manufacturing. How are you, Andy?
Very good.
Nice to see you. Thanks for having us, by the way. This has been good fun here today.
You're welcome. Starting out to a beautiful start to Big Iron. Excellent day.
It is going to be a nice day. A little windy, but that's all right, right?
Yep, that's fine.
It'll keep us dust-free.
Used to that in North Dakota.
Exactly right. Now, this morning, the show's been open a little better than an hour, and you've been a busy guy talking to growers already.
Yeah, it's been steady already, so the soybean with harvest must not have quite started yet.
That's okay. Now, when you come into Big Iron and you see the grandstand, we're right across the grandstand, just to the north of the grandstand, you'll see the Gates Manufacturing display. So make sure you stop on by and say hi. We'll be here all 3 days. So explain to me what I'm looking at here. I've seen you display this for a few growers here, and I see you have an iPad out, and I see this thing moving, and this is precision tillage, I guess, right here, right?
That's correct. We new innovation this year. We've always had excellent hydraulic adjustability to our piece of equipment, but you're running a hydraulic lever and looking back at a gauge and interpreting that gauge and trying to set your machine. And the very nice thing about all the adjustability is you can use it in a variety of conditions and crops and soil types, but you're relying on the operator to repeatedly set that. So we're trying to, from an ease-of-use perspective, take that out of their hands. So we put his programmable hydraulics on it using a wireless tablet, either an Android-type device or Apple iPad. And you program the buttons, the settings. Our hydraulic angle adjust on the gang goes from 0 to 15 degrees and half a degree increments on that setting. And then you can save that setting and call it whichever you want. And your favorite four on the top screen of the iPad. So it's just a matter of hitting a button and it adjusts automatically.
What is that precision tillage and just the sheer scale, the size of these things are getting bigger all the time, obviously, too. What does the grower get back for that?
Yeah, we manufacture this product in essentially from 12 to 56 feet. So they're getting a value proposition that's productivity, and it performs very well in wet conditions. So in various spots in North Dakota, Minnesota, South Dakota, up into Canada, a lot of wet conditions in the spring. It's really important to get your crop in the ground in a timely fashion. So we got a couple of products here today that will do that. They handle wet conditions as well as any piece of equipment out there. They're very adjustable, and they do an excellent job of seedbed preparation. So the value is getting your crop in the ground when you need to get it in the ground, so you got the optimal growing conditions.
That's great. And the nice thing about your equipment is it started on a piece of paper or back of a napkin right here in North Dakota, and from start to finish is all North Dakota, right?
That's correct. My parents started the business in the late 70s. They farmed and essentially wanted to add some stuff to their own equipment and started building Harrow products and early on Packer wheel systems for air seeders and various things. And then, you know, that grew into some light tillage equipment for seedbed preparation and fall residue management. So they've been at it over 30 years, manufacturing equipment, and retired from farming in the mid-90s and have been doing it full-time ever since.
And so it's designed here, it's built here, it's tested by North Dakota farmers in North Dakota fields, right?
That's correct. Our two of the engineers here working the show, one is a gal from North Central North Dakota, farm gal that has a mechanical design engineering degree. Another guy also here working out with the customers, showing them the features of the product. But we're really close to the users and take pride in the fact that we, you know, value and gather their input and improve our product design from their feedback.
So, folks, stop on by and see them. And, of course, you sell these through dealers.
That's correct.
Yeah.
We have roughly a couple hundred dealers throughout the Midwest. Some of them have handled various aspects of our product line. In North Dakota, we sell through Gooseneck Equipment, some of the RDO equipment stores, some Titan Machinery locations. So not as a short line manufacturer, not totally tied into or specific to one of the larger OEM groups.
And, I know it's early in the show here, but you're talking to growers all the time. What's on the minds of growers these days?
The prices being down.
They want them
from
up.
Where they were.
Right.
That's the main thing. They've had a good year from a crop yield perspective, and quality is pretty good. So they're just hoping the prices will come back a little bit from the lows that we've seen recently.
Are you shipping this product around the world?
We're starting. We have at times in the past shipped to Ukraine, Russia, Australia. We're working more extensively on trying to do more of that. I was at an event yesterday specifically for international customers, talking to some people from Romania, South Africa, Australia. So the dollar exchange rate's a little tough right now, but they're looking at the equipment, they like what they see, and hopefully that leads to some future sales.
Does American agriculture have an equal? I mean, we're really the cutting edge. The ingenuity is here, isn't it?
We're looked at as the leader in probably the world for technology and for innovation and advancements.
Did you ever think growing up on that family farm, watching your folks start the business, that it would get to this level of technology and precision agriculture? Is pretty amazing time, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. I grew up on the farm and in the manufacturing business. It started when I was there in the 80s, went off to the school and loved agriculture and came back to that when my parents retired about 5 years ago, and certainly enjoy it, but to envision what's happened in the revolution, even in the last 10 years, is absolutely incredible from what you see going on. And, you go into some guys' tractor cabs and they got several tablets or screens mounted for running their planters and their air seeders and now tillage equipment, too.
Pretty amazing, that's for sure. Well, Andy, good chatting with you, and hope you have a great show. This is a fun show, isn't it? I mean, it's a good just a chance to chat with folks.
It is. We do about a half a dozen shows a year, and it's our home backyard show, so to speak. So it's a lot of customers that we have in our core market area come and see us at this show. So it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, it sure is. And, of course, equipment manufactured all over the world comes into North Dakota all the time these days. So when you have a company like Gates Manufacturing of Lansford that is proud to say their equipment is designed, built, and proven out by North Dakota farmers in North Dakota fields, it makes a difference. There's no doubt about it. And when you come to Big Iron, just look for the grandstand and then just a little bit to the north. right across from the grandstand. You'll find the good folks from Gates Manufacturing here all 3 days for the big show. So it's fun to watch the eyes, you know, pop out a little bit here when you get that tablet going and move that thing around.
Yeah, it's different. It's some innovation and something they haven't seen. So that's what they come here to see at a show like Big Iron.
Yeah, exactly right. See, I love this. This is total precision. This guy just had his measuring tape out, and he's measuring every little nook and cranny here. I think he's a hot lead, Andy. We better let you go. Thanks a bunch.
Very good, Scott.
Good
Thank
to
you.
Talk to you. Yeah, we're looking forward. We'll chat more with Andy as the week goes, chatting with him each day here from Big Iron, and really encourage you to stop on by and say hello. If you're not going to make the show, you can check them out online, too, at gatesmfg.net. That's Gates, short for manufacturing, gatesmfg.net, or at a dealer near you, or you can call and find a dealer near you at 701-784-5434, 701-784-5434. Gates Manufacturing, built to perform, built to last. They don't just put their name on the equipment. They stand behind it. We're at Big Iron today with What's on Your Mind. 800-228-0550. Let us know what's on your mind today. If you're headed for Big Iron, tell us what your favorite part of it is. Or tell us who's going to win that football game this weekend. The Sioux or the Bison? That's the big question. More coming up.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
That's the sound your brain makes when you realize you're buying something and forgot the coupon. Online or in a store, knowing that you're missing a deal is the worst. You need the app from RetailMeNot right now. Get thousands of coupons from 50,000 stores like Kohl's, Domino's, Best Buy, and more with crazy deals like 60% off, free shipping, and free gifts with purchase. You can get a text invite to download the RetailMeNot app 100% free right now for Apple or Android. Just text the code UPDATE to 42767. Then just show your phone at checkout to save. It literally couldn't be easier. It's 2015. Keep your coupons in your phone. Stop what you're doing and text UPDATE to 42767. Listeners will get a text with a link to download it 100% free. Never forget another coupon again. Text the code UPDATE to 42767 right now. That's UPDATE to 42767. Message and data rates may apply. For terms and privacy, visit RetailMeNot.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Chairman Tyler Spike. Together with our 12-member board of farmer leaders and 5-member staff, we are 100% committed to delivering value to producers. We work to support your success by investing checkoff dollars in programs that will help you be more knowledgeable, competitive, and profitable. Considerable thought and due diligence goes into every decision our board members make relative to checkoff investments. We ask two questions in the boardroom. How will this investment bring value to you? And how will this investment create demand for our soybeans? If we cannot answer these questions with a high degree of confidence, we do not fund the program. We will continue working hard to ensure our soybean industry remains strong, viable, and well-positioned for the future.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
By now, you know the smart way to buy emergency food storage is calories per dollar. Ready Supply Foods sells you 50% more food for your money. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. You need 2,000 calories per day under ideal conditions. Most 30-day kits don't have enough calories to sustain you for more than a week. They just don't have enough nutrition to do the job. See the comparisons for yourself at ReadySupplyFoods.com. We are the new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
I'm guessing there are a few folks that are eastbound and down, headed for Big Iron. Love to see you here. Stop on by the Gates Manufacturing booth across from the grandstand when you get here. And it's already pretty busy. Yeah, I mean, it just opened up a little better than an hour ago, and it looks like a pretty steady stream coming in from the parking lots and folks roaming around and having a great time here today. So how about that? Who's going to win the football game this weekend? What? People here looking at me like, oh, that's not even a question. So is it just, long shot for UND? You think a slam dunk, NDSU, big favorite? If you look at where NDSU is at in its program in Division I, and you look at where UND is in its program in Division I, I don't think there's any question you have to say just by, simple X's and O's. It's NDSU's game this weekend, right? But my question is that the records or the fundamentals, where the team's at, ever matter with these two teams when they're playing? Now, the only thing is, it's been a long time. So, I mean, there's a little bit of a difference there. But anyway, it's fun. It's a big week. I had a good friend of mine, Jim Bowman, for, I don't know how many years, decades, the morning guy on KNOX Radio up in Grand Forks. Worked with Jim, and he would, any time the Sioux and the Bison were playing in anything, all week long. Now, again, he's a UND announcer, and he's in Grand Forks. He would announce the time always as, beat the Bison time as 10:22, see? That was his thing, just to hammer it home all the time. So, it's a big deal. Unfortunately, it's been a long time since these teams have played. So I don't know if it has that same rivalry to it. But I see the coaches are kind of asking the players to kind of just be calm and don't get too wrapped up about anything. But I'm guessing that won't be the same for the fans. But I'd love to hear your thoughts on who you think is going to take this one on Saturday. Carl Peterson is here from Peterson Farm Seed with us on What's on Your Mind, live from Big Iron, Gates Manufacturing location is where we're broadcasting from. Carl, how are you?
I am great. And yourself?
Nice to see you.
Yeah.
You're wearing your Iowa State red here today.
That's actually just a regular red shirt.
It is, huh?
Yeah. I don't take too many sides in those kind of things. You're talking Bison Sioux.
Right. Yeah.
Obviously, we do quite a bit of stuff with the Bison, but I'm going to be kind of quiet on that subject.
I see. It's a Peterson Farm Seed shirt is what it is.
Yep, absolutely.
So you're going neutral on this big week. Smart salesman. Right?
Well,
you want to sell seed to all sides.
Born in the morning, but it wasn't this morning.
So how are things at Peterson Farm Seed?
Great, great. It's been a very busy summer. We had our 20th anniversary party. That was a lot of fun. It was a great opportunity to thank our long-term customers, friends, dealers, suppliers for 20 years of growth. We just had our field day last week. We had great attendance. Our field day is an event where it's not focused around selling stuff. It's focused around providing valuable information to farmers across the region. We had great attendance. And, of course, we're out of Big Iron this week. So, what's not to like?
No kidding. Is Big Iron big for Peterson Farm Seed? Is this a great opportunity to interact with growers?
Oh, absolutely. That's our favorite thing to do is visit with growers about the seed needs that they have on their farm, how things are performing this year, and so on and so forth. And, Big Iron is the right time of the year. It's the right location. It's just an awful lot of fun.
Become legendary in farm shows, really, hasn't it?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's fun. It's fun to see, fun to be a part of, for sure. So field day, what were the big takeaways, you think, for growers?
We had John McGillicuddy, who's a consulting agronomist we worked with for well over a decade, and folks just love to come in here, give him tips about corn production. We were flying drones and talking about that technology. In fact, we've got one of those in our booth out here. And we talked a little bit about nitrogen management. Of course, weed resistance is a big issue. Karen Corrigan, another consulting agronomist, was focused on weed control strategies in soybeans. And, of course, there's a lot of new technologies coming. We're working with all those providers, so we had an opportunity to talk to growers about Enlist and Extend and, of course, Liberty Link, which we're the leader in North Dakota and Minnesota for.
What is Liberty Link?
Liberty Link's an alternative to glyphosate. It's the only other non-selective herbicide that you can use in crop. There's no one single answer for weed resistance, but Liberty Link sure has helped a lot of growers. We've had a lot of satisfied customers with that and a lot of talk about that this year.
And you mentioned drones earlier. What most excites you about how drones are going to be used to help growers?
Well, what we're trying to focus on is how do we get from – so I'll back up. So Nolan Berg, who's our precision agronomist, he's out talking to growers, and I said, you know, Nolan, what's the most common reaction when you say, hey, should we go out and, you know, do a little flying on your field? Everybody goes, oh, that's cool, right? Okay, so what we're focused on is how do we get from, oh, that's cool, to, wow, that's really useful. And there's a lot of pieces to that. Some of it requires a little more technology coming down the pipe. Some of it you can do now. Some of it is qualitative, meaning you get up, take a look, and I'm seeing some things out here that are interesting. I better get out there and take a closer examination on foot. Some of them are with a fixed wing where you can collect geo-referenced information and NDVI pictures, tie that back to your precision ag software so that you can, over time, get a really good analysis of what's going on out there.
Do you have a sense of the performance of Peterson Farm Seed this year? How's things looking?
Well, you know, that's like sending up a nice fat pitch right down the middle, right? You know, any seedsman's going to tell you that our products are performing, you know, excellent this year. But honestly, you know, we've got a lot of performance that in a lot of our products. Mike Larson is our corn guy. He likes to say that, you know, our corn lineup in some ways is kind of boring, because you know it's going to stand, you know it's going to have good roots, you know it's going to yield. The farmer can sleep well at night knowing that he's got those agronomic characteristics that he needs for year-to-year performance.
So a good year.
A good year, absolutely.
Yeah, and finishing strong here.
You bet, you bet. Well, really starting, you know. This is the heat of the seed sale season.
Right.
This is the exciting time of the year.
For next year.
Get a chance to visit with growers.
How much does, you know, next year's seed sales depend on how well things went the previous year?
Well, obviously, you know, growers are concerned. How did my products perform this year to know what they're going to do next year? Honestly, when growers look at whether it's test plot data or performance in their field this year, to look for next year, what you really want to know is how predictable is that? You know, so if you have a hot, dry summer and certain products rise to the top, you need to ask yourself, well, those are the products that performed in a hot, dry summer. Is it going to be hot and dry next year? And, of course, nobody knows. So here's a great example. We went into spring really dry, had almost no snow. In fact, we had a lot of farmers in some areas that were saying, you know, we're going to pull back. We're going to plant lower populations. We're not going to fertilize as much. And we're looking for cheaper opportunities because we don't have any moisture. And then what happened? Well, you know, we had 3 weeks of really, really wet weather. Then it froze. You know, so that was some challenges in some of those fields. And now we've had, in most areas, a pretty doggone nice summer. So we got a good crop coming. So you can't plan for failure. You have to plan for success. And that means looking at the products that perform consistently over time.
Peterson Farm Seed, stand tall. You can find them right here at Big Iron. Where do they find you?
We're in the commercial building. Been in the same booth for close to 20 years now.
Sounds good. Look for the drone, right?
Absolutely.
All right. Good to see you, Carl. Carl Peterson, Peterson Farm Seed on What's On Your Mind.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
I'm Insignia James Shea, president of the University of Mary in Bismarck. By offering 3 full semesters per year, the University of Mary gives you the option to get your bachelor's degree in 2.6 years. We call it year-round campus. And because you graduate sooner, you spend less, save more, and get a head start on your career. Less time, less cost, less debt. Come see how the University of Mary is proving that less can be more with our new year-round campus. Schedule a visit at yearroundcampus.com, yearroundcampus.com.
I have an Anarco steel building, and I want to say that Alan and Ed are good, honest, hardworking people. I listened to their ideas and suggestions, and I'm glad we did. They come to the site and check on their crews. They're really on top of everything. The building they put up for us is solid, and it will last us for years.
Call Anarco for the best in steel buildings and customer service. 701-277-7078. That's 701-277-7078.
healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
I am a 47-year-old female and had a heart attack in 2005. This is Alice from New Jersey. I still get angina, even with 4 stents. I was taking Nitro 2 or 3 times a week. The very first day after taking Heart and Body Extract, the chest pain was gone. Now I don't wear a Nitro patch.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
$1,000. That's what tickets for the UND-NDSU football game are going for this weekend at the Fargo Dome. $1,000. Would you pay that to watch that game? Is that a little hefty? The cheapest one on some of these websites is like $250. I kid you not. I told you this is a big week. And I want your predictions, too, on what's going to happen on this in this game. Just call us up at the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline on that or anything on your mind. 800-228-0550. Bismarck, Fargo, Grand Forks, and Dickinson. The big three, the big four, rather, that made the top 100 best places to live in North Dakota in the livability survey. You agree with any of those four? And do you have any others that you want on the list? Tomorrow brings another debate among the GOP presidential candidates. Donald Trump, gaining, yes, gaining in the polls still. This guy's a juggernaut. He's an absolute juggernaut in the polls. Dr. Ben Carson performing very well as well. And I tell you what, the fact that Trump and Carson are 1 and 2, to me, speaks volumes of where people are at in this country right now with just being in search, just thirsty for, you know, leadership and not mamby-pamby, right? Don't sugarcoat it. Just tell me what I need to hear. Now, Donald Trump does it in sort of he throws elbows, right? That jerk isn't nice to me, so he's a creep. I don't like him. You know, he's very politically incorrect, which is fine. I want him to be, you know, I'd rather he not make, you know, perverted comments about his daughter or call somebody ugly. I think he crosses the line on occasion. Doesn't seem to bother anybody. But Ben Carson is basically doing the same thing Donald Trump is without raising his voice. I think, Trump said something about Jeb Bush and Ben Carson as being low energy. That's kind of his slam against him. And Ben Carson said this week, you don't need to be loud to be, you know, high energy. Because I'm not loud doesn't mean I'm low energy. He's saying the right things, too. So really, it's just, and to me, Trump and Carson have this going for them. They aren't a senator. They aren't a governor. They aren't perceived as a politician. People are weary of the political class, and I don't blame them one iota. And President Obama is championing a plan that would have the U.S. taking on 10,000 Syrian refugees. What do you think of that idea? Boy, oh boy, we better have a screening process for that. How many will LSS ship into North Dakota? Does concern anybody else? A couple of things we're looking at in the way of headlines here. I want your take on all of it at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Brought to you in part today by Polar Service Center. You ever notice how many Polar tank trailers there are on the road? There's a lot of them. They're everywhere. And that's because the folks at Polar Tank Trailers are America's number one tank trailer manufacturer. Also the leader in service with over 30 Polar Service Center locations in the U.S., including Kildare and Billings, Montana, soon in Williston. And these Polar Service Centers all have the R-Stamp certification from the National Board of Boiler and Pressure Vessel Inspectors and a commitment to safety unmatched in the industry. Inspections to wrecks to lining repairs to full lining replacement, everything in between, they're much more than a trailer shop. Polar Service Center does truck hydraulics, wet kits, pumps and blowers, and by the way, full truck maintenance now and repair. I mean, you name it, brake jobs, whatever you need done, anything in the way of truck maintenance, suspension job, engines repair, clutch jobs, they do it all. Highway 22 north of Kildare or off exit 452 or 455 on the north side of I-90 in Billings. Tell them Scott sent you to Polar Service Center. Back to the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, Shane and Keene. What's on your mind?
Hey, I work around the 811 a lot, and I know that there's a I heard the caller when you guys were discussing this. Actually, you're a guest, or what? But to remove those flags, they passed the law, and it's actually SB 2347, which is a requirement. You know, because there's been so many complaints about the flags. Mm-hmm. And, just give you that one, and then I am not a North. I'm not born and bred North Dakota. I came to work in North Dakota, and those that top list of cities. I actually reside in Belfield, and so I can speak for Dickinson. If you get if these rents were to be reined in a little bit, I bet everyone in my North Dakota cities would be in the top 20 for sure. If not top 10, I keep telling everybody that when I go back home, I'm like, Dickinson, you know, like I said, I can only speak for Dickinson personally, but, you know, working in the infrastructure part of construction, I can see where, Dickinson's about ready to boom. And I'm like, they're kind of doing it right. You know, they're not congested with the backlog of like man camps and things of that nature while it's growing at the same time. And I was, I'd tell everybody about Dickinson and back home, and that'd be the main thing. One more time, is that if these.
So you're saying, Shane, you'd think there'd even be more cities in that on that list if the cost would come down.
Yeah. You know, maybe more cities, but definitely I think Dickinson would move up the list if it was if its rents were kind of comparable. They're getting close. You know, I'm not.
Dickinson would go up. And by the way, I noticed rents coming down in a number of places. Watford City, been some significant reductions of the late Tioga. Same thing. Williston, I don't know. I would assume Williston is coming down as well because of the amount of construction. Are you noticing a decline in the rent options in Dickinson? I'm talking about price.
Oh yeah. And it's where it was a little outrageous. It's still on the high side based on where I come from. You know, the rents that I would pay at home for versus the rents here and what I would get. You know, I would have secured I come home to a gated facility or a gated community with a guard for the rents that you get around here, but you know it's getting like I was saying it's getting close. You know, you get about $1,000 a month for a one bedroom, maybe you know $800 to $1,000 a month, and really Dickinson. Like I said, I can only speak for Dickinson, but Dickinson would be a hot tamale as far as one of the new cities in the nation, you know, and you can see it happening, you know. And I always hear all the other complaints that go on with it, and I'm like, I don't know if there's that much complaining going on as much as the growing pains people are experiencing, especially in Dickinson. And definitely Dickinson is going to be a city to be heard of in the nation. I can see that.
Shane, appreciate the call. Thank you. 800-228-0550. That's the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. We're talking about that livability list of the top 10 cities in North Dakota. Top 100 best places to live nationwide. Four of the cities are actually from North Dakota. Bismarck at number 7, Fargo at 15, Grand Forks at 28, Dickinson at number 60. Which city is tops in North Dakota in your opinion? Our question. Rob says, I agree with Bismarck as number 1, Fargo number 2 in North Dakota. Number 3, I'm tempted to say Jamestown. All right, Jamestown didn't make the list. Kathleen says Bismarck, no doubt. Bertie says Grand Forks. Brad says Ellendale, North Dakota, number 1, maybe. Number 1. President Obama wants the U.S. to take in 10,000 Syrian refugees. Talking about that on Facebook right now, as I was earlier here on the air. Does it worry you? Very much, says Don. How many Syrian Christians? Thought so. Shelley, every move he makes and takes concerns me. Christine, yes. Sam says greatly, but if we keep voting to police the whole world, then I guess we deserve to pay on the home front as well. Open your checkbook a bit more, or vote to end the perpetual war machine. Chris says the U.S. Catholic Conference of Bishops have called for more than that. Much more. 10,000 is not many. It's only a 14% increase of the number of refugees we currently resettle. If they were distributed equally among the states, which they won't be, it's just an illustration, that's only 200 per state. After the end of the Vietnam War, we accepted 111,000 refugees in 1979. 200,000 in 1980 from Vietnam alone. Compare that to 10,000. That's not many. Might it cause some burdens? Maybe. But the question we should be asking is whether the burdens are so great they will prevent us from doing what is right in this situation. Kevin didn't buy that, says 10 would be too many. Bruce says, you're not comparing apples to apples, Chris. We were directly responsible in Vietnam, not so in Syria. Tell Vatican City to take a bunch of them. Why is it that none of the wealthy, prospering Arab countries are taking any of the refugees? Not one of them. Saudi Arabia, Kuwait, UAE, Bahrain should be taking most of them. Second, why are a huge majority of the refugees men between 18 and 30? Why don't they stand up and fight ISIS? John says they are mostly fighting age males. What do you think, Scott? What I think is, quite honestly, we've had such a poorly run country. You look at one of the reasons the illegal immigration debate is so heated is people see their quality of life declining and a border not secure and school systems burdened and social service systems burdened because there's just more and more and more and more coming. And, you know, like LSS telling us recently, oh, here's the deal, you know, we give them money for their flight over here, and then they pay us back, and then you go dig into how much has been paid back. None of it. I mean, there's deceit. I think what we need right now in all of it is just a flat-out pause. Just a timeout. Just, you know, wait. Stop. Stop the madness. Let's figure this out. So I think that's why, you know, comparing refugee rates in the 70s or 80s just isn't apropos to what we're currently dealing with because of how this operation is run, you know. So, don't like it one bit. It is windy out here, by the way. So, batten down the hatches before you get to Big Iron. I don't know if you can hear how the wind is whipping around here pretty good, but it is plenty windy out here. But it's not stopping the masses from coming in to join us at Big Iron. And by the way, your call's welcome. I'm going through some Facebook comments here, but we'll get to the calls to round out the program in our final segment here in a moment at 800-228-0550. That's the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. And remember, the Cloverdale Big Flavor Tour stops at Cashwise Bismarck tomorrow, 2 until 6. Stop on by for some great goodies and stock up on Cloverdale 28-ounce hickory smoked original tangy summer sausage, only $6.99. How about that? You're saving $2 per stick over the already low price of $8.99. Cloverdale Hickory Smoked Thick Sliced Rough Cut Bacon, $2.99 a pound. Just in time for BLT season. Stock up and save over $2 a pound while supplies last, but you have to hurry to Cashwise Bismarck. More from Big Iron after this timeout. Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind.
back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Finding a meal for $4 these days is not easy to do unless you stop at PetroServe USA all day, every day, and pick up the hot stuff, personal pan pizzas, 20-ounce drink, two cookies, four items for $4 all day, every day. Plus great savings on Deli Express sandwiches like the charbroil with cheese, chicken with cheese, and barbecue rib, the big ones, $2.99 each. Mars king-size candy bars, 79 cents each. Jack Link's 2-ounce sticks are only $1.85 each. Plus, save on Pringles Grab and Grows, 79 cents, and Kellogg's Cheez-Its, just 79 cents each, too. Stock up on clothing. New styles of NDSU clothing have arrived. Stop in, take a look. Here's some Minnesota and North Dakota hoodies, only $14.99 each at PetroServe USA. Helping America feel better by giving you choice at the pump. That's right. Look for the red, white, and blue banner. And stop and see the good folks that connect North Dakota's cornfields with North Dakota's oil fields. A PetroServe USA location near you. PetroServe USA, helping America feel better.
Watford City. We're not the same, we're better. We're on the edge of adventure and we're surrounded. Surrounded by rivers for canoeing, the legendary Lake Sakakawea for fishing, and pristine grasslands for everything in between. We're wide open spaces and an invitation to explore. We're the majestic badlands of Theodore Roosevelt National Park and the beginning of the rugged 100-mile Mottohay Trail. We're hiking, biking, horseback riding, and camping underneath the stars. We're Watford City, and we're time out for family fun. We're rib fest and street dances, high school football games, and rodeos at the county fair. We're Watford City, a hometown and a destination. We're the West at its best, because some things never change. Come see for yourself, or find out more at voicesofwatford.com. That's voicesofwatford.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't take on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zero. Out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
What is on the mind of farmers and ranchers? Courtesy of the North Dakota Farm Bureau, we find out every Tuesday. Samantha, an NDSU student, talks about the growing need for agriculture education teachers for us today. Samantha.
North Dakota is facing a decline in agriculture education teachers right now. While many are at the point of retirement, leaving many schools without an ag teacher, there just isn't enough young people wanting to fill those positions. Throughout high school, I got asked many times what I was going to go to college for, and for a while, I was unsure, but I always seem to come back to one simple answer, and that's agricultural education. Growing up directly connected to agriculture led me to develop a love and a passion for the industry that I feel everybody should have. I then realized that I wanted to share that passion with as many people as I possibly could. I was greatly influenced by my ag teacher, and I hope that I can have the same impact on my future students.
Find out what's on the minds of farmers and ranchers at ndfb.org. That's ndfb.org, the North Dakota Farm Bureau, bringing ag home. All right, back to the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline at 800-228-0550 to round out the program today. Let's go up to Grafton, North Dakota. Bob, what's on your mind?
Hi, Scott. Thanks for taking my call. Yeah, I wanted to comment about this refugee issue. You know, I mean, we need some logic in this whole situation. Our government isn't going to do it because we all know where Obama's ideologies stand in this administration. But what needs to be done is France, Germany, United States, you know, Great Britain, all of these nations, they need to link up, get together, and we need to go over there and just eradicate ISIS from what they're doing. All these nations are going to suffer economically, socially, and everything from what's going on. These radical Islamic groups, these jihadi groups, are causing so much chaos, and all these massive refugees fleeing from their country, while the bad guys remain in their nation. So now you're going to have 1, 2, 3, 4 ISIS strongholds. They're going to stay there. They're going to multiply. They're going to grow. And now we're going to have these different nations that are going to have these strongholds of ISIS. When, you know, if they just go over there and eradicate these people, these jihadis, like they should, then these people could go back to their countries, and no one would have to worry about these refugees, number one, economically and socially, in the nations. But also, there's no way anyone is going to tell me that a pretty good majority of these guys aren't ISIS sleeper cells, because where are their women? Where's their sisters? Where's their mothers? Where's their grandmothers? Where's their wives? The majority of these guys are military-aged males, and that can't escape people's observations here. So I think we need to go over there and eradicate these guys, let these people go back to their homes, and nobody else has to worry about it. But that doesn't fit into the New World Order, One World Government's philosophy. They like this chaos. They like this instability because it plays right into their hands. You follow me?
I do indeed. I do indeed, Bob. And I appreciate the call and the passion on the topic. Thanks very much. Let's see. Another off-air call here on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline during the break. Roll that, Matt.
Yeah, I just want to say I think Trump and Carson would be a phenomenal team. Unbelievable. And the other thing is, we cannot, absolutely cannot, get rid of Obama and Heidi Heitkamp soon enough. Time is against us every second. Thank you.
Appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. So you think Carson would be a good pair for Donald Trump? How do you call somebody low energy and then you have to, team up with them? I guess people have been called worse in politics, so maybe that's not that big a deal. I don't know. Interesting analogy there, though. I agree with you. I think there's a reason they're doing as well as they are, as early as they are. No question about it. Hey, we're about to wrap up our broadcast from Big Iron, but guess what? We'll be here tomorrow and Thursday, too, so please come find us. You can't miss the Gates Manufacturing display because that giant 60-foot drawbar harrow is right out in front of us here, the Gates CD9040, which is right across from the grandstand, just a little bit to the north and a little bit to the east of the grandstand. So look for us today and tomorrow. Love to see you here. I want to thank our friends from Gates Manufacturing, Built to Perform, Built to Last, Peterson Farm Seeds, Stand Tall, Superior Grain Bins. Protect your profitability with the industry's most reliable grain bin. North Dakota One Caller. North Dakota safety is always a priority for all of us. RDO Equipment, the RDO promise, uptime guaranteed. I'm going to talk with folks from RDO tomorrow on the program, and Gates Manufacturing again as well. And also, our good friends from Apache would tell you about them all year long. Those High Plains Apache sprayers, the 2016s, are on display right here at Big Iron. They've been released, and guess what? Come on by and you'll see them. There's also deep discounts on the 2015 models, and you want to ask about their low-interest financing as well from the good folks at Apache Sprayers and High Plains Apache, and they are on location here at Big Iron as well. They have the ET Ag Center now, the on-site parts bonanza, 50,000 sprayer parts, spray tips, pumps, hoses, the fittings, the valves, the rest. They have those now, as well at all the High Plains Apache locations as well. So High Plains Apache, your Apache sprayer dealer, tell them Scott sent you, Todd sent you, and you can see them in Mandan. You can see them in Frontier, just south of Fargo, exit 60, or you can see them at Big Iron today, tomorrow, and Thursday as well. So plenty of chance to do that. If you're headed this way, drive carefully, and make sure you stop by and see us again. Gates Manufacturing Display location where we'll be today, tomorrow, and Thursday for Big Iron, one big farm show. Todd will be back tomorrow with us as well, after a little hiatus for some high-test engineering work. And we thank you for listening to the most listened-to radio program on the Northern Plains, What's On Your Mind. God bless you one and all. From Big Iron, we'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Business owners, listen up. I want to tell you about getting the most money for your business. Art Rosenberg's on the phone from Sunbelt Business Brokers. I'd imagine that one of the first questions you get from a business owner is, what's my business worth? Is that right?
That's correct. The sad part, the majority of businesses are sold for the value of its fixtures and inventory.
So how does Sunbelt do it different?
Well, Sunbelt represents the owner and an ongoing entity that allows it to find its true value and reflect it in its sales price. We look at the market growth potential, a recurring revenue, the customer base, expansion of potential services, and the current management team, whether it'll stay or whether it's moving on.
How long does this process take, Art?
From 3 to 6 months on most cases, depending on our ability to get the information together from the seller and matching them up with a qualified buyer.
Call Art and the team at Sunbelt Business Brokers of North Dakota, 701-347-2727, or online at nd.sunbeltnetwork.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.